why am I playing this theme, Ellie?
Ooh.
The X-Files.
Is something spooky about to happen?
Well, not really. It's just something that's enlightening and very interesting. Cheryl Gotzel from UFO Research Queensland joins us this morning. In the wake of what's happened in the US, the Pentagon has released reports of about 199 sightings in the last 48 hours. It's taken the world by storm. And so we thought we'd find out what Cheryl's group has in on when they've probably dissected the report better than I have. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
Cheryl, what is going on with this? 199 sightings within the last 48 hours. This is blowing my mind. Please explain.
Well, actually, the report actually talks about 144 incidents where only one could be explained.
Wow,
so,
right.
Which
okay.
was, I think it was a balloon, but the rest pretty much remain unexplainable.
Now, when you say they're unexplainable, that is, means there's a definite possibility that they're craft from elsewhere, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And it talks about the documented instances that were analysed appear to represent physical objects and in some cases clearly pose a safety of flight issue. So, you know, there were 18 incidents described in 21 reports where unusual movement patterns or flight characteristics were observed, and 11 documented instances of pilots reporting near misses with multiple types of UFOs that do not represent major technological advancements of any potential adversaries. So that's their way of saying, we don't know.
We don't know what this is. I mean,
but we're worried
okay,
about it.
Okay, so amongst all of your colleagues who are way smarter than us and have been researching this forever, what do you think it is?
Well, I think it's definitely not human-made technology. It could be that this is some sort of these things that are being observed could be interdimensional. They could be some sort of phenomena that we are yet to understand. But we do think that they are definitely not from this planet.
The thing that gets me too is this report has come out yet. The Australian Defence Force, who are looking after our shores, are still saying nothing. That can't be the case. Surely there's pilots in our Air Force who've come across these weird encounters.
There are. And the RAAF used to take reports from the public up until, I think it was 1994, when they sent out a letter to all civilian UFO organisations in Australia saying, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to hand these reports, people reporting over to you. We're going to refer them to you. And we said, oh, thank you very much. We don't have the same resources that you do. But anyway, we've taken it on board. And but there have been cases where people, while in the military, in the Australian military, and that's the RAAF, the Navy and the Army, where they have seen things while they've been in service. Plus, we've also received reports from those people who've had sightings since they have left the service. And they have said, I know I'm a trained observer. I know what I'm looking at, and I've never seen anything like this before.
See, the thing I love about this is that, pilots are the most trained observers out there. It's not just a couple of guys down the back paddock, around a fire with a couple of drinks on a Friday night. This is why there is so much credibility with these reports, yet no one's talking about them. I mean, the US is going crazy right now. No one in Australia is talking about it because we're on the COVID track right now.
Yeah. The interesting thing I've noticed over the years is that the Australian military service personnel are far more hesitant, than the US counterparts to actually come forward and talk about what they've seen. While we've had whistleblowers in the United States for decades talking about things, in Australia they're quiet. It's a cultural thing. I don't know what it is.
I was going to say, is it just because that's our Aussie culture that they're sort of almost afraid of just being laughed at?
Well, it could be that. It's part of that, but I also think that there are US bases in Australia, so perhaps that goes up the pipeline to the American military here.
Yeah, true.
We haven't had examples.
The Americans, they'll want to claim everything, won't they?
Yeah, that's
true.
They
do, yeah.
And the thing is, we haven't had also examples of American aircraft or experimental aircraft being tested here in Australia, or have we, out towards the that western part of Australia that's meant to be under lock and key?
Yeah, over in what is it, Northwest Cape?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Has there been reports of weird craft, experimental craft that way?
I haven't received any reports here in Queensland. some people might have reported it to the Perth UFO group some years ago, which unfortunately doesn't exist now.
Yeah, see, not enough people to keep the interest going. How many reports are you getting a week or a month through UFO Research Queensland, Cheryl?
Well, I have to say that the reports have increased of late since all this information's come out through the media in the last couple of months, particularly during May. Journalists have really done an about-face. But I'd still say about 100 a year that we're getting, but this year might be a little bit more.
That's a lot, isn't it? I mean, it makes you wonder. I mean, astronomers obviously have discovered something, well, over 4,400 planets orbiting other stars.
Mm.
But I've read that they estimate that there are 300 million habitable worlds in the Milky Way galaxy alone. So you think, well, surely there is something else out there, but I also think, well, I don't know, why don't we know about it yet, Cheryl? I mean, with all of the technological advances that we have, and look, let's put it out there, if there were aliens, they'd probably have more than us. Why has nothing come to light so far?
Well, I think you have to remember that there is information that is given to the public, and then there's information that's not. So there's a lot of classified information that will not be spread around to the general public.
Oh, you can't say that, Cheryl. Give us some info.
No, that's true. Unfortunately, I wish
Have
I
you
had
got ET in your closet?
No. Well, maybe. No, not really.
Yeah. And that's the problem, is there are not enough people coming forward. If they do, the reports are being quashed. And I just, you know, you look at these TV shows every day, and there's, I think the only investigation there was recently was 2 weeks ago. Channel 7 had investigations through a family, I think the back of Gympie somewhere, of course, riding up to North Queensland. That's pretty much all we've heard. One report comes in an hour TV show, and then we never hear again. We never hear it again.
Yes, and it's unfortunate that UFO subject doesn't take prime time on national television.
Yeah.
But, you know, there is social media now that people can connect with that information far more readily. I don't know how quickly mainstream media in Australia will pick up anything, because it seems to be all through the press in the United States at the moment with this report, with the Navy footage that's come out. You know, that's really quite... I've been watching social media and it's all through the news there.
Oh, it's out there, yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem to pick it up here.
Yeah, and that's why UFO Research Queensland is a great Facebook page to get onto. You've got all that vision and footage. You've got interviews with a lot of people who've been involved, including some of those pilots. It's great viewing, Cheryl, and we do appreciate your time this morning on chatting with us. And look, if people have, you know, a sighting they want to report, just jump on your Facebook page. It's totally anonymous, and you'll follow up with them, won't you?
Yep, and they can also visit our website too.
And that's his?
And what is your website?
It's just search UFO Research Queensland, uforq.asn.au, for people who aren't using Facebook, but we also are on Twitter as well.